Hey friends, it's your old buddy Glenn Sickle here to introduce this week's later than expected episode. We planned on taking a week off and then holidays and then tour and anyway, so we're here with what would have been our Christmas episode had we not taken like a month off instead. But we're back with episodes. We'll be back again next week on Tuesday with another one, and probably every week after that. We'll make it happen. We love you. Welcome back.
Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Munger.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle. And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, inconvenient and easy to listen to podcast form. Glenn, we tied last week, which means we are still one behind Wikipedia. I believe it's 20 to 21 to a whole bunch of ties.
I don't know. Numbers are meaningless.
I don't know. So we could use a win.
We could use a win.
You know, maybe this is the week. Maybe this is our Christmas episode? It might be the Christmas episode.
We could do a Christmas episode.
Yeah, we could.
I mean, we didn't ask for Christmas topics.
No, we did not. I could see if there's anything remotely Christmassy.
Let me, I'm going to pull up my list of suggestions.
I'll pull up my list of suggestions,
from the
too.
Duty Cyclers. I will give it a quick skim, see if there's anything,
I actually have one that's completely appropriate, but I don't want to do because it's not a good look for us because we'll just destroy it and it feels bad. I have a suggestion of Kwanzaa. It's like, yeah, that's this time of year, but I know nothing about it. And I feel weird. I feel weird
I know
making fun of religions.
The religions, highlights. You know, I was going to say, well, the thing is, it's not a religion. It was a college professor. He basically constructed the holiday in the 70s. Out of beliefs from African cultures.
I mean, I don't know.
It wasn't like one. It wasn't, to my understanding, it wasn't like a thing before. This guy's like, there should be
a thing,
a holiday.
Well, here's
based
the thing.
On African traditions.
The world does not need our take on African traditions. Is all I'm trying to say.
I want
to
say it's based on seven specific
You're still
principles.
That one, though, huh? Okay. All right, you're a smart boy. We get it.
I don't remember what they are.
I got one that I could argue is sort of wintry and therefore could function as a demented Christmas episode.
Sure. I don't.
All right. Well, what do you think of this? We threw it on the Facebook. We asked for topics. If you're not following us on Facebook, get on that Improvised Wikipedia podcast page. Also, hey, 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, please.
Do it.
A review would be awesome, too. So Mindy Aretow, an improviser, a friend of the show, has suggested a topic that is very wintry in my mind. Though not necessarily, nothing about it is Christmas, but she wants to know about avalanches.
Sure.
That's when snow be falling real fast.
That's, I mean,
down a mountain.
Bit of a stretch for Christmas.
That's all right.
Not just snow. Also like rocks and loose dirt and trees and stuff. Snow precipitates an avalanche because it is additional weight on what would otherwise be like.
Your additional weight on the fucking chair, you piece of shit. Chair was fucking fine and dandy before you put your ass in it.
So like,
fucking avalanche of a human being on my goddamn dining room table, you son of a bitch.
I'm trying to help. I'm trying to win. Who invented avalanches?
Merry Christmas. Who did it? Sir Wilford Avalanche.
Who's the first guy? He's like, look at all that stuff on top of them. Let's get this all down real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
The whole, you gotta be real quiet or you're going to start an avalanche. No. That's nonsense.
It's a good trope though.
Super
helpful in a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Sure. You gotta,
are they doing new Bugs Bunny stuff? Like, what's going on with
Space Jam 2? But other than that, man, the Looney Tunes are just languishing in obscurity.
What are you doing, Warner Brothers?
The last, I want to say 20 years, they've tried to like trot them back out, but boy, does nobody give a crap.
God, it's just like, I feel like persistence is key here. I mean, look at like all the bullshit like Mickey and Friends shows that have gotten traction on like Disney for kids, right? Like, I don't know, like just do something, Warner Brothers. Reboot Tiny Toon Adventures.
They're bringing back Animaniacs.
Yeah, that's great.
Tiny Toons was a great example of like reusing those characters and introducing new ones to make them appealing to a current generation of children. When my daughter, a few years ago, I tried showing my daughter like old Bugs Bunny cartoons, mm-hmm. like the opera one with Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Duck
she
season,
just
Wabbit season, maybe?
Could not care less
really?
About the just
now
nothing. I might as well have been showing her just
snow falling off the top
photographs
of
photographs of blank walls.
Photographs of blank. Why? What? Why?
For how interested she was. Like, think of how interested you would
well,
be if I showed you a bunch
like,
of pictures of blank.
But why
walls.
Are you taking photographs of blank?
I'm
walls?
Not. But if I was, my daughter would be as interested in them as she was in Looney Tunes.
Just give her a blank piece of paper. Like, why
no.
Are you taking, why are you wasting fucking...
That's an opportunity. She would color on it and make something beautiful.
Well, no, like a glossy, like a photo piece of paper.
It would be various colors because of the walls and different textures, but not interesting enough. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Why are you being like this?
I don't know. Maybe,
Looney Tunes.
Maybe it's the holidays. Maybe it's that I'm a little sleepy.
Like, if you're the guy in the Bugs Bunny out of Six Flags, you think kids are hyped? They don't know who you are. You're just a big rabbit at that point.
I mean, if you're the guy in the Bugs Bunny out of Six Flags, like, you got more pressing concerns in your life than whether or not kids are hyped.
If you're a guy, if you're a Ben Youngerman, if you're
can
a
we?
Guy in mascot suits,
Jesus,
you we, gotta think that's a sweet gig.
We gave him his due last week. Can we move on? Your nemesis bit is not great. I'm
you're
sorry,
wrong.
Glenn.
Incorrect.
It's time somebody told you the harsh truth.
Never. Oh, I'm aware that a lot of people think it's stupid. It's genuinely nice to have one person that I can just dunk on constantly on Facebook because it like scratches that itch of going online to be like a real grumpus about stuff. I was like, oh, you know what? Let me just call Ben an idiot again. And then I feel better. That's why bullying is so good. That's right. I'm pro bully. I'm all about it. Everyone's like, hey, stop kids from bullying. No, it's good.
It's a hot take.
Hot take. Bully Ben Youngerman specifically. Don't do it to children. Just everyone bully Ben. That's what I'm for.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Avalanche. Push him down an avalanche.
Yeah.
And then have him be a big snowball, like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. R.I.P. Bugs Bunny.
Okay, so like to bring this back, like naturally occurring.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the part of the circle of life, baby. Sometimes a mountain needs to reset.
So it's like sometimes you just got too much stuff on you and you just gotta have it slide down in a big old dangerous slidey force and just take people out and destroy lives and property.
I feel like this is a winnable page for us.
You think?
I do. Because like what is there to talk about? Like we've, I don't know, it's fucking avalanche.
Notable avalanches in history.
Yeah, but that's not going to be
like, you know that cultural reference section that we always think is going to be
there? Mythical
cultural
reference? Yeah.
I think there's going to be like a notable avalanche.
So the only notable avalanche I can think of is every 80s movie that involves skiing and there's some big race, like
ski patrol, ski school,
skeedly deedly.
Skeedly deedly is a good one.
So good.
Yo,
you and I are gonna totally write a spec script for skeedly deedly.
That South Park episode that was just a pastiche of those movies.
Hey, real quick, this is a really good time to just inform everyone that no, Colin Hanks did not reach out to us.
Still no contact from the Hanks family.
Well, I mean, his deadline passed, so he's like, it's impossible for us to get him that spec script for
Christmas.
There's
no way we could get it done.
Really disappointed in all of our listeners because it was on you to get a hold of Colin Hanks because Glenn and I can't be expected to do all of the work. We're already rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia.
Right. I mean, if we're going to blame anybody, let's blame Colin Hanks. You know what you did.
You son of a bitch.
You jerk.
You bastard.
You what? You think a couple very good appearances on Drunk History are going to let you get away with this? We told you to reach out, and you didn't do it because you're bad.
Yeah. Come on our podcast that a surprising amount of people, but still not enough people listen to.
Yeah.
Come on. You won't, you jerk.
You won't do it. You're too busy
being
trying to make Orange County too, probably.
You think?
I don't know.
I don't think
I would if I was Colin Hanks.
I don't think anyone is nostalgic for Orange County.
Him, just Colin.
Didn't
what other
Jack
big
Black just announced he was going to retire from movies? Probably because he's just been waiting for the sequel to Orange County
yeah,
for all these years. Because
the
came.
Two of them keep trying to push that rock up a hill.
Oh, boy.
Nobody wants it.
Yeah. And what happens when the
what's
rock
the
gets
plot of? Describe to me the plot of Orange County, a film you've probably seen at least once.
I have.
Because it's on every day at 11:35 on Comedy Central.
Jack Black tries to help Colin Hanks cheat his way into college, I think.
It sounds vaguely correct.
Yeah, you're disappointed.
I think someone's
that
trying to get it.
Ballpark.
I think he's trying to get into college.
I think so. And like, I don't know.
It
was
starts
like
with that
up.
Cake song.
There was like a mix up with like his essay, and he like mailed him some like spec smut. And he's like, oh, no, my
no, I'm
adult
never gonna
film
get in.
Script got sent there, but now.
Is that real?
I don't know.
Or are you just trying
no,
to make
I'm
it
making,
sexy?
I don't know. I always make it sexy. I don't try.
Shadow Stabbing, I think, is the cake song that it starts with. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. You know all the cake songs and which ones were in Orange County.
Avalanches.
It's a hockey team.
It, the Colorado Avalanche. Yeah, it's a good. Hey, look at you being all sportsy. Good for you. Man, I'm so proud of you, bud.
I feel like hockey is probably the sport that I know the most about.
Huh. Not chess, huh?
Not a sport. It's a controversial opinion.
You're all about it. You've been pro-bullying.
Love bullying. Don't think chess is a sport.
What else you got for me?
Those are the big ones.
What's your hot take on avalanches? Because there's not much to them.
We can control them. They do like
with our
mind powers. No, like they'll set off controlled explosions to cause an avalanche mm-hmm. if it gets to the point where they're like, hey, see all that crap on top of that mountain? That's going to fall down real soon. So everybody get out of the way. We're going to throw dynamite at it. We're going to get it down now.
Yeah, we got a real Grinch sliding down the mountain situation here.
Biggest avalanche in history.
I think there was a professional wrestler named Avalanche. He was a big fat book guy.
But he's not bigger than a real one.
Well, it depends on you shut up. You
how
you
many
take
people
that beard and shove
do you
it down
think
your throat,
avalanches kill every year? Beard.
How many people do avalanches kill every year? Great question. 12.
I was going to say 11.
Oh, hey.
We're very very close to the same number.
We ate more cupcakes together.
So
we ate cupcakes.
We'll put the over under at 11.5 because I think that's how over unders work.
It is. Look at you. But like, what? Like, there's not anything to say about this. Like, I like honestly, like, yeah. Sometimes the weight of matter.
There's like a bunch of compacted snow high up on a mountain or hill, and it gets too heavy, and it slides down. And it brings a bunch of stuff with it, and it knocks over people, and you can get trapped underneath it. And so skiers and snowboarders who, like, go in,
like
dangerous areas.
Yeah,
those ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have, like, airbags that they wear. So you remember the Speed Racer movie, the very, very good Speed Racer movie?
Not at all. I am an adult.
It came out when in your adult life. You should have seen it. It was very good.
Did not.
It was the Wachowskis. They did a Speed Racer with John Goodman as Pops Racer and a completely forgettable guy as Speed Racer.
Hey, bud, real quick, bud.
And a TV guy was Racer X.
Hey, bud.
So,
bud, hey, real quick.
To avoid.
Real quick, bud. I don't give a shit about Speed Racer.
You
never
should.
Have, never will.
Speed Racer's great.
Nah, he drives a car. He's got a monkey. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, Chim Chim.
Yeah, don't care.
So, in the movie,
the only Chim Chim I like is the Fishbone album, Chim Chim's Badass Revenge. Beyond that, I don't give a shit.
one's great. So in the great Speed Racer movie that's very good, when cars crash so that people wouldn't die, they just have like all over airbags and like you just kind of bounce and roll away off the track.
Like a bubble boy situation?
It's kind of like a bubble boy situation. Skiers and snowboarders who go in these dangerous places wear a version of that.
Wow.
So if you get stuck in an avalanche, you pull the ripcord, you've got a bubble boy situation, and it traps you with enough air, theoretically, to allow people time to get you out from
oh
under
boy,
all the avalanche.
That's
stuff.
A terrifying moment, though. You're in an air bubble. You're like, there's only so much air in this, and people need to get me right now, and I'm in a very inaccessible place.
Well, it's not...
Shouldn't have drank all that Red Bull and thrown myself down a mountain.
It's just like a big airbag, and then when the snow falls, it like just... gives you it doesn't squish you because you got
no I understand it doesn't squish you, but there's only so much oxygen in said airbag and you're under all of that snow.
But it's not the compressed air that launches isn't an oxygen tank. You might have an oxygen tank with you, but I'm saying I don't think you understand how these things work.
I think you misread me not caring as me not understanding.
Do you want to talk more about Speed Racer?
I mean, no.
Okay, so.
But I would like to talk about the Wacky Racers, the Hanna-Barbera Wacky Racers. I was.
You don't have time for Speed Racer, but Wacky Racers is your thing?
It's not a function of time. It's a function of I don't give a fuck about Speed Racer.
It's great.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
He had the Mach 5. That's better than any of the Wacky Racers cars.
I don't
None
care.
Of whose names I remember.
What is it with you and, like...
Speed Racer?
Disappointing...
I liked watching it when I was a child.
Disappointing action stories involving cars. Your Buckaroo Banzai, your Speed Racer. It's like, get over it, dude.
The Jet car is amazing.
No, it's not.
It drove through a mountain.
Okay. You know what else drove through a
mountain? It travels through dimensions.
You know what else drove through a mountain? This one skier that like had a bubble boy suit and they threw him down and there was
you don't
an
go
avalanche.
Through the mountain, stuff just falls on you.
I don't care, Clint. I don't care. I'm cranky and I just want to cuddle. Will you let me be the big spoon?
No, not with that attitude.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's okay to be held too. I like sort of. Yeah, I want to be the little spoon.
Yeah,
fuck
wait,
you.
No, little spoon's. Ah, damn it. You really duck season, rabbit season to be that.
I really did.
That time for the prime spot.
I mean, we're supposed to be trying to
You
be right.
were the one talking about how we're going to win avalanches.
We might. I
you
can't
idiot.
Imagine there's a lot
say,
of
then say avalanche words.
Snow, debris, gravity, mass, trees being uprooted, the really ridiculous scene from Jack Frost, not the horror movie.
I was about to ask you which one. There's All probably right. an avalanche in both. You gotta,
yeah,
you gotta assume.
You assume, right?
If you're a demon snow monster, you're probably gonna cause an avalanche at some point.
No, you're talking about Michael Keaton, aren't you?
No, the other one.
What
about that movie where Alan Thicke dies and then his soul goes into his children's robot science project for school?
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1?
No.
Oh, I don't
That's
know.
Very different than what I just described. Alan Thicke was never in a Harry Potter movie.
Should have been.
Should he have been, though? Yeah, he was in a Crystal Light aerobics competition.
What?
He hosted it.
Why do you know that?
Look up Sweaty and Hot on YouTube.
If I look up Sweaty and Hot, Alan,
it's a song
Alan
by Alan
Thicke.
Thicke
might come up, but it's a different Alan Thicke.
It's Alan Thicke,
I mean.
Singing about aerobics.
What?
Yeah. It's pretty wild.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, that's worth listening to our show right there for that hot nug.
Speaking of hot nugs.
Yeah, what do you got for me, boo?
Just, I don't know. We're not going to win avalanches. It's too.
I think we might. What else you got for it?
I got nothing. Stuff falls down.
To it. Like, we've nailed it. We have fucking nailed it.
I hope so, for your sake. That sounds like a threat, but I want you to have this.
So, I mean, like, all right, let's just free associate here for a minute. When I think of avalanches, that's like mountain peaks. I thought a little bit about, like, those soccer teams that crash-landed their plane and then they became cannibals, but
sure.
That does not involve an avalanche. So
I mean,
not
the plane crash might have caused one, but I don't think that was
possible.
Probably, like, the plane crash was the bigger issue. yeah. at the time.
Yeah, and then followed by the cannibalism.
All the eating of the people.
Yeah, like that's probably like
you know
one,
what you want
that.
In an avalanche.
What, eating people?
Not to eat people, but you know what would come in real handy? The Mach 5, you're right. Speed Racer's famous automobile.
No,
because...
How do I unsubscribe from this?
It has a bulletproof dome that goes over it, and it can become a submarine.
Sounds like the Homer.
So
the Homer car from The Simpsons had a big dome, and that was fucking stupid, Glenn.
I'm not a big Simpsons guy.
It's okay. Look it up.
No.
All right.
I'm going to go home and watch Speed Racer. Emil Hirsch, I think, was Speed
Racer.
Why
are you just naming names? I don't know what you're talking about now.
So, yeah, it can go underwater, so you're going to want that. It's very strong. And it has buzzsaws that come out of the front, so you can probably cut through the snow and whatever trees fall on you.
I don't know.
Why did you think?
What do you mean, why did I think?
We're going
to
win
this. We
needed
a holiday theme, and this is the closest thing to
yeah,
Christmas because of snow.
The Christmas avalanche massacre of 1938.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Do you think an avalanche ever ate a whole town?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, it just depends on how you're defining town, right? Like, I'm sure there are mountain communities that have been ravaged by
avalanches.
That's what
I'm saying. Like, right? The whole thing. Like, a Roanoke yeah. situation. They'd be like, where's...
Maybe that's what happened in Roanoke. You don't know.
Where's...
Nobody knows.
Where's Johnny? Where's Johnnytown?
Did you name a town after me, and then you
killed... and then
me,
I killed everyone in it.
Fuck you,
with an avalanche.
Dude. That is unnecessary.
Where's Johnnytown? It was here a minute ago. Now there's just a bunch of snow
yeah.
and debris.
Oh, now we just have Glensburg, where everybody
yeah.
likes cars
Superior.
And is dumb.
Superior town. That's why it survived.
Because
we didn't build it underneath
you know,
a bunch of snow that was about to fall down like a bunch of dumb assholes.
Oh, God. This reminds me of the conflict between New Fluffy Town and Blanketsburg. That's what it reminds me of. What do you want? You want to take a break and come back and see
yeah,
what
and find out that we lost?
Like, fuck you, dude. Have some faith in me.
No.
Hey, everybody. It's John from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast.
And Glenn.
And hey, everybody, it's John and Glenn.
Also Glenn.
Do you want to just start this time?
Hey, Glenn's here.
I hate you. Hey, guys. You know what time it is. It's the middle of the podcast in between our nonsense and looking up Wikipedia's nonsense, which means we got to pay some bills. Right? And that means talking about sponsors. We love our sponsors. And in fact, today...
Who we got today?
This is an interesting one, Glenn. I think you're going to like
this. Speed Racer?
Yeah, because you're the Abed of this podcast. You know you are, and you love it when things get meta. The sponsor of this week's podcast is the concept of sponsorship.
What?
Yeah, the rough concept of a sponsor is sponsoring us this week.
If you think I'm the Abed of this podcast, who do you think you are?
Troy?
All right, Pierce.
Shots fired. Shots fired, Starburns. Shots fired. So
sponsorship. Yeah, just the idea of...
The concept of sponsorship is sponsoring us.
Giving somebody money to talk about your thing on their thing.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
They are who is sponsoring us today.
Talk it up.
You know how you have a thing... And you're like, man, I wish more people knew about this garbage I put out every week.
Whoa. Why do we dislike each other today?
I don't know. Let me give somebody some money to tell people about my thing.
Okay.
Here's $8.
Okay, great.
Tell everybody I made this cat video online, please.
And then they go, hey.
That's
a helpful tip. If you give us $8, we will legitimately promote. That's our rate right now. If you give Glenn or I $8, we will read a 15-second spot for you.
Cash money.
Cash money, though.
In
bills.
Nickels.
Oh, nickels?
Yeah.
All right, nickels.
I want a big bag. I want a sock full of nickels.
Okay.
Like Homie the Clown.
Sponsor it up.
And then hit people with nickels.
Sponsored content. Leonard likes this post. All right, we are back from what I can only assume is an award-winning.
It was probably a very good ad read really brought the heat to that was definitely made sense. And
it's
was
not that we're
quality.
Tired and we have to wrap up because we got places to be. That's not what happened.
No, it was
sure it was great.
Top notch all the way. A plus.
All right, Glenn. There's a lot going on this page.
I told you. You're like, it's going to be like eight words that just say avalanche,
so you know
avalanche,
really
avalanche, avalanche.
Is how much you contributed.
I tried.
After the fact. You're like, oh, I told you there's going to be more, but you didn't say what the other more stuff
I did.
Is.
I said Speed Racer a lot of times.
Shut up.
Is he in there?
Do you want to see the avalanche?
I guarantee you there's an avalanche episode of Speed Racer.
Do you want to see the avalanche just saying big? Should I pull that up?
Sure.
All right,
hockey team. That guy you mentioned.
It's a lot of films. A lot of films. We're talking about
Citizen
Austrian,
Avalanche,
American, American,
Wizard
French,
of
Japanese,
Avalanche. From Here to Avalanche.
No, they're all called Avalanche.
Star Avalanche.
No, just Avalanche.
Avalanche in Space.
You know what? There is one on here that you should have
Logan's gotten. Run Away Actually, from an Avalanche.
I don't know if we would have gotten this one. I think. I was not a fan of this show, but there's apparently a G.I. Joe character called Avalanche.
Sure.
I did not know that.
I vaguely remember that. I wasn't like a huge G.I. Joe guy, but...
Avalanche is the name of
a
town...
Man, that G.I. Joe episode of Community is pretty great, though, huh?
Yeah, it is. Avalanche is a town in Wisconsin as well. There's the band...
It's a bad town name.
Yeah. It's a band, Norwegian disco group, and then there's
Hey,
the
where do you live? I live in Burnt Up Volcano Lavasburg.
Burnt Up Volcano Love. That should be the title of your new comedy special. All right. An avalanche, also called a snowslide. No, it's
not.
No,
it's not. Shut up, Wikipedia.
Fuck off. Is an event that occurs when a cohesive slab of snow lying upon a weaker layer of snow fractures and slides down a steep slope. Yeah, that's what we
said. Yeah, snow falls down. We got it.
Yep. Avalanches are typically triggered in a starting zone. Oh, fuck you. A starting zone? Come on. That's
where.
Not-
hey, where'd that avalanche begin? All right, well, you see that zone over there?
Yeah, that zone.
That's where it started.
Yeah,
we're going to call
that
the starting zone.
Fuck off. Avalanches are typically triggered in a starting zone from a mechanical failure in the snowpack. That's not... There's no machine... What?
A mechanical... It was a moral failing of the snow... That led to the
We're
avalanche.
We're not mad. We're just mechanical failures. It forces the snow to exceed its strength, but sometimes only with gradual widening. What? This is really horribly written. I'm starting to be excited again. We
got some
win.
Gradual widening going on?
Oh,
that's
you
going
know
on?
It. You know it. Hey, let's take our pants off, smush our butts together, and fart at the same time.
No, thank you.
All right. If the avalanche moves fast enough, some of the snow may mix with the air, forming a powder snow avalanche, which is a type of gravity current.
He's really
this is
making a lot of bullshit up there today, Wikipedia.
Slides of rocks or debris behaving in a similar way to snow are also referred to as an avalanche. See also rock slide. The remainder of this article refers to snow avalanches. This is going to make you laugh. You ready, buddy?
Hit me.
The load on the snowpack.
It's worse because you set it up. I would have laughed for sure, but...
The load on the snowpack may be only due to gravity, in which case failure may result either from weakening in the snowpack or increased load due to precipitation. I mean... You're right to laugh, but that sentence did not make much sense.
It's too many loads.
It's too many loads.
That's the gist of it.
Hey, did you see that mountain over there?
Yeah.
What happened to all the snow up there?
So it's the thing is there were a lot of loads and it all just fell down.
There were where did the loads origin?
Oh, in the
from?
Starting zone.
There's too many loads in the starting zone.
Yeah, and you know what? Some of the snow mixed with air and made a puffy avalanche.
Puffy semen air.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mixed with all the loads.
Although primarily composed of flowing...
This is someone's life's work.
What, loads? Yeah, technically speaking, a load is a life work.
Some avalanche scientist who's dedicated their life to saving people...
Avalancheologist?
To saving people from avalanches wrote this Wikipedia page.
Although primarily composed of flowing snow and air, large avalanches have the capability to entrain ice, rocks, trees and other surficial material.
And people. And
surficial?
Surficial.
Really? Surficial?
Stuff on the surface of something?
Yeah.
You got to assume?
Yeah, but like that feels not right.
Man, whichever avalanche doctor wrote this.
However, they are distinct from slush flows, which have a higher water content and more laminar flow. Mudslides, which have greater fluidity, rock
slides, are made of mud and therefore are not avalanches.
Rock slides, which are often ice-free. And
yeah, and made of rock, not ice and snow, you dummies.
And Serac collapses during an ice
fall.
What
is that one?
I don't know. I'm not clicking, though.
Don't do it. Don't.
I'm not gonna.
Don't give in.
Avalanches are not rare or random events and are endemic to any mountain range that accumulates a standing snowpack.
They are not random?
No.
They're
no, they're
planned?
Not rare or random.
Every avalanche is preordained.
Yeah. Avalanches begin at conception. Avalanches are most common during winter or spring, but
yeah, that's when snow is.
Glacier movements may cause ice and snow avalanches at any time of the year. In mountainous terrain, avalanches are among the most serious objective natural hazards to life and property. With their
and they are not random, and they are coming for you.
Oh, they're coming all right with all the loads.
All the loads.
Their destructive capability resulting from their potential to carry enormous masses of snow at high speeds. There is no universally accepted classification system for different forms of avalanches. Avalanches can be described by their size, destructive potential, their
by
initiation
their
mechanism, their
by
composition,
their starting zone,
and their dynamics.
By how slushy they are.
So, you know what's really fun here? Is like that
there's
sentence.
There's not like a Richter scale for avalanche.
Yeah, yeah. So that sentence, there's no universally accepted classification system,
yeah.
Leads into the first section, which is a classification system. Fuck you, Wikipedia.
This next part we're going to describe in detail. It doesn't exist, but here it is.
Powder snow avalanches, slab avalanches, wet snow avalanches.
Sloppy avalanches.
Avalanche pathway, death caused by avalanche. Oh, this is interesting.
That's not a classification.
Well, it's death caused by avalanche, not caused. Death cause. It's a typo. People caught in avalanches can die from suffocation, trauma, or hypothermia.
But think of how that's worded, because the opposite would be insane. People caught in avalanches can never die. They become
they level up.
They become one with the avalanche.
What happens is
and they ascend to a higher plane of existence, yeah. Where they become ice. That's how Iceman happens.
Yeah, that's totally. On average, 28 people die in avalanches every winter in the United States. Globally, the average is around 150 people. No citation.
We were a little low. Oh, but there's no citation, so we win.
Ice avalanche, terrain, snowpack, weather. Like this. This is just. This is
yellow
bad.
Snow avalanche. Avalanche.
Attempts to model avalanche behavior date to the early 20th century, notably the work of Professor Lagotalia in preparation for the 1924 Winter Olympics in Chamonix. Chamonix. I have no idea what that is, where that is.
Me either.
His method was developed by A. Volamy and popularized following the publication in 1955 of his German book that I'm not going to pronounce because the translation is On the Destructive Force of Avalanches. Volamy used a simple empirical formula treating an avalanche as a sliding block of snow moving with a drag force that is proportional to the square of the speed of its flow. He and others subsequently derived other formulas to take other factors into account. There are a whole bunch of names, and they're all hyphenated. There's different models. Since the 90s, more sophisticated models have been developed. In Europe, much of the recent work was carried out as part of a European commission-supported project. That's kind of it. I mean, it's a long page, but like it's bad.
Yeah, a lot of it's dumb nonsense, and there's classifications that they said don't exist, and then they describe them anyway. So, what are you even doing, Wikipedia?
There's an actual heading called classification too. I mean, like I don't know.
Classify these nuts.
Classify these nuts. You're right. I don't know. I don't think we lost.
I never think we lose.
I kind of
except
feel
for
like
the times that I do, but you know what I mean.
This page is so all over the place.
It is
and so
buck
poorly
wild.
Written. And it uses the word load way
so
too
many
so
loads
many
all over this page. This page is covered head to toe in loads.
I think we win, dude.
I'll take
it.
A win.
Yeah,
I don't,
fuck you, Avalanches.
Numbers are meaningless.
Yeah. We're all tied back up. That feels good.
Feels
great. Feels like you and I took
a bunch
our
of loads
off,
sliding down a mountain,
mashed our butts together, and farted at the same time.
And that caused an avalanche of victory.
Yeah. Sort of sad now that we're done with it, though.
Why?
I don't know. It's sort of over. I had a lot of fun reading all about all loads and starting zones.
And it was a
cohesive slabs and
goofy and ass page.
Mechanical failures of avalanches. Like this page, man. This is a bad. This is one of the worst. This is one of the worst, and it hints at the fact that there should be better information on here.
I think it's one of those things where there's not a ton of people doing like legit research on it.
Yeah, and the people that are doing legit research
are bad at describing their research, apparently.
Well, it's not that. They're not concerned about Wikipedia because they're writing scholarly articles about it.
They're writing scholarly articles and they're using the word load too many times, so we can't possibly take them seriously.
It's true. And, you know, if we can't take them seriously, watch out.
So what's your fake fact for avalanches?
When two avalanches run into each other, the point of collision is called the orgy zone.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's where they smush butts.
Well, that's our holiday episode. I feel merry and bright.
Happy holidays to everyone's starting zone. Smush it together. I don't think Hulk Hogan was the guy who was responsible for people thinking like vitamin C will prevent a cold.